allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire, and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
Brought to you by Midwest Outdoors Magazine and Television, Mossberg Quality Firearms, Built Rugged, Proudly American.
Z-Max, micro-lubricant for guns. Z-Max, made in America.
Indian Creek Shooting Systems, quality waterfowl and turkey choke tubes. Thomas Coffee, the official coffee for Eyes on the Outdoors. CFM, Conservation Federation of Missouri.
Award-winning Ray Ray's Smokehouse Barbecue Sauce and Ozark Seasoning.
And Gary Mason's Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
That's better.
Ladies and gentlemen, your host, inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the Bunker, Midwest Outdoor Studios. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I, here by the campfire. Pull that chair in real close. Thanks for joining us here around the campfire this morning. I'm here with Maddie G and Peanut, of course, and we're having a little donut, little breakfast pizza, but it's kind of like an old sci-fi 1960s horror movie, The Return of the Vogler Vogler. Yes, boys and girls, he's back in the studio with us this morning. The one and the only Vogler Vogler.
Good morning.
Welcome back. I bet you, great for you to be back, right?
It is. It really is, to have your brain engaged.
Wow. Got that leg propped up, doing good?
Doing great.
Finally out of jail? I mean, out of rehab? I keep saying that. Sorry about that. All right. Yeah, we got a great show lineup. My goodness, we got a full show. First thing we're going to do here in just a minute, we're going to run down to Joe Hollenshad, Devil's Backbone Outfitters, and visit with him about his outfitting business in the Ozarks. We've got fall coming up quick, archery season, deer season. Michelle Johnson, our cowgirl with Dove Creek Wagyu Cattle Company, going to have her on. Lisa McDowell Snuggs is going to the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame. She's with the Southeast Outdoor Press Association with CEOPA. And we're going to talk to her. And my old friend Bob Folkrod. We used to work the Bass Pro Shops back when there was only one store down at Springfield in the old days. Oh, my. That's telling our age here. Bob's being inducted to Legends Outdoor Hall of Fame. Great guy. And then we're also going to do a little frog hunt with Frank Emo this morning. Ooh. We're going to do that. Then we're going to have Brandon Butler on with Carol Devitt, with the director of Missouri Prairie Foundation, Ken McCarty, chief of the Natural Resources Management Section, Missouri State Parks. And the story time this week, Vogler Vogler's Practical Jokes. And we were talking, we're going to come out with a new story time about all the adventures doing this radio show, especially the early mornings coming in. Me and you and Maddie G were talking about it. So we got a great, great show lineup. I have the August issue of Midwest Outdoors Magazine right here in my hand. And I got an article in there about our spring media hunt down there with Joe Hollenshad and down in the Ozarks, Lacey's Turkey Hunt. And it's on newsstands now. You pick up your copy at Walmart, Snooks Markets, Archlands, and Walgreens stores. Or you can have Midwest Magazine delivered to your home at MidwestMagazineOutdoors.com. How about a little intro for our guest coming up? Vogler Vogler's already in trouble. He's got his phone going off. We're going to go down to the hills and the hollers, down to the creeks, down to beautiful country. Boy, this weather's great this morning, too. I love being here in the bunker with you guys and Peanut and with all you listeners, but I'd love to be on the Jack's Fork River this morning, doing a little smallmouth fishing, floating, and enjoying the morning with some Thomas Coffee. Hey, let's run down to the Ozarks. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning. How are you?
Great, brother. Great to get you back on the show. Been a while since we had you on.
Yeah, good to hear from you.
Why don't you tell our listeners, there's people listening have no idea, what you have to offer down in the Ozarks.
Our guide service offers a full five-star camp outfitting service. We hunt turkey, we hunt trophy whitetails, and you know, we just have a good time. We enjoy the people when they come in, and you'll have a good time when you're down here.
And the scenery is unbelievable. And for folks out of the state of Missouri that's never been to the Missouri Ozarks, this is something they need to experience. And you said trophy whitetail, and that's true. A lot of people don't realize that the Missouri Ozark Hill Country, they hold some nice bucks.
Yes, of course, we've got about 1,600 acres we hunt on down here, and the last 4 or 5 years we've managed that for trophy whitetail, so we don't let anyone shoot anything under 130 class, and we have probably up to some 160s, maybe a little better than 160s in there, and we have a point rule on them, so it's all managed. We got some really nice bucks. It's all free chase. There's no pen type stuff.
Right,
it's
right.
All free chase, but yes, and then, of course, the wild turkey is just great down here. It's always been. Missouri's been known for wild turkey for many years.
Yes, so, it's where it all started, brother. And I tell you what, for a turkey hunter, you haven't lived till you've heard an Ozark gobbler on one of them big ridges break loose at daylight.
That's right. That's right.
Another thing that I just recently found out, talking to your son, Chance, and talking to you, I had a guy from over in Kentucky looking for some place to fall turkey hunt because he couldn't find any outfitters, and you were more than happy to accommodate people for fall turkey season.
Yes. Yes, I talked to that gentleman. He was a real nice gentleman. And, yeah, we don't do a whole lot of fall turkey, because my specialty is spring, but fall turkey hunting, there's a lot of people that like to fall turkey hunt, and, of course, that's fine with me. If they want to hunt in the spring, we'll hunt them, or if they want to hunt in the fall, we'll hunt them.
That's
it doesn't
awesome.
Matter.
What kind of a package or deal do you got for bow hunters? There's a lot of archery hunters today that like to come down and bow hunt.
Right. We've got, they can pull up my website.
There you go.
We've got deal there in the bow hunting section that we've got it all broke up in different components there of, you know, when you first start hunting or you pre-rut hunt or full rut, it's all broke up into a package and
okay.
You can see what we offer on that.
Just easy to go to the website, and then if they got any questions, they can contact you,
right.
I'm sure.
If they got any questions, just give me a call and they can go to that website and see what dates might work for them. If they want to get in the heat of things, there's a segment in there, portion of a full rut that they can hunt in, or
okay.
If they want to hunt pre-rut or after the season, you know, peak, whatever. We've got it all broke up, and they can take whatever they choose that works for them.
Well, probably another question is, what size groups can you accommodate? What if a group of guys wants to come down? What are you talking about in numbers? How do you accommodate these hunters?
We can handle any number they want to handle.
Really?
We normally don't on a bow hunting group, generally yep. 5-6 guys
okay.
come. You know,
okay.
And that makes it
manageable.
Better. You know,
yeah.
Everybody knows everybody, and it works out better if you got 5 or 6. But we'll take one, we'll take two, whatever works
okay.
out. There's plenty of room down there for everybody.
Would you consider hosting like a hunt for like a corporate, or maybe some company wants to take their customers? You'd put something like that together for them?
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
okay.
Yeah, we've done that before.
Okay.
We've kind of left 10 or 12 people on a hunt like that, you know.
What is some of the beautiful scenery that they can expect if they come down to your place?
Oh, we've got all kinds of beautiful scenery down here. I mean, if you like the outdoors, the trees and the water and hills and hollers, we've got all that. In time when we've got time off, we'll take them around to the springs and
do the
let them
thing,
see
yeah.
the springs that we've got in the
yeah.
Ozarks area that's close to us and the rivers. Just mess around like that and have a good time.
All right. Hey, Joe, I got another question for you. These guys come down and book a spring turkey hunt. If the morel mushrooms are up, you going to let them pick them, or are them off limit?
Oh, no, they can pick them, but the thing is, I get to eat them.
They got to share, right?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Then Michelle, mushrooms are about like eating turkey breasts. We're pretty proud of them.
Yeah,
so,
morel
yeah.
mushrooms, turkey breasts, and a little bit of goggle eye.
Oh,
maybe a little
Lord.
Smallmouth. Oh, my.
Yep.
Doesn't get much better than that.
Well, I want, don't get much better than
no,
that.
No, and I want to tell my listeners, I've been all over the Missouri Ozarks, and I grew up in the Ozarks, but down in that area where you guys are located, outside of Drury down in there, down in that area, you're kind of west, southwest of, give them an idea, of West Plains.
Yeah.
That is some pretty country, those streams and those
hills. Oh, yeah, you
hills.
Have the Bryant and the North Fork that come together
yeah.
there, and we're just really fortunate to live in the area that we live in and be able to be out in the beautiful outdoors. If you really enjoy that, you can't be in a better place.
Yes, sir, and I'm going to get down here this fall. I'll be coming down to Mountain View, Missouri, not too far from you guys. And we've had you on the show, and we visited with you, and you're great folks, and we want to get down there and visit with you all. So give us out that website again.
Okay, it'd be www.dbo.net.
Okay, and they can also contact me, and we put you in touch with them.
Right, right. That'd be great. And any anyway, if anyone's interested, which you're in a bow hunt or a turkey hunt, either one, be sure and contact us.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Joe Hollis, yeah, Devil's Backbone Outfitters. And you're down in God's country, my friend. Beautiful.
We enjoy it every day. We're a blessed family.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Have a great weekend.
Same to you.
All righty.
Thank you.
That's awesome. Let's go to commercial break this time with the down a deep holler. Let's not do that other one for Joe. He's a great guy. That might be a little overkill. Let's go down to another deep holler because we were just talking about deep holler when country is beautiful. All right, we're going to go to commercial break. Our song again, deep holler. Here we go. Deep holler, baby. We'll see y'all on the other side.
Take me further on down the track. I'm going away. I'm leaving today. I'm going and I ain't coming back. I'd rather be
Panther
hollering. Where's the